Hey, why am I his sidekick, all right? How do you know he's not my sidekick?
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. When we talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly.
Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news.
From books to TV, even movie reviews.
Plus the next toy, baby, here we get choose.
Even a superhero fight club will we usually lose.
So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers.
Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features.
And either listen by weekly or you can binge us.
We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me is always my wonderful sidekicks. Where's Mr. Mashko?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. And then there's Mauer.
Beep you.
Boob.
Boob.
That's never not funny. Yeah, dude. I mean, hopefully this makes it to video just because I need a screen grab of that.
Look at the boob!
If you don't know what that is, I would strongly urge you to listen to the Wednesday show. But welcome to the Friday show, and that's where we don't talk about those comic-related current events. Actually, this would be talking about comic-related current events.
Yeah, we're not talking about who boobs, though.
No, there was only one.
How far they threw those motorboats.
There was only one who boob story. And honestly, it was the
technically
only...
there was two.
So is it really, though? Is it haboobs or is it haboobies? Or is it haboobai?
Ooh, haboobai.
It's haboobies. I mean, if you're going to have boobs in it, it's going
to
be
haboobies. So when we're talking about the haboob from the comic and the haboob from the movie, we would be referring to the haboobies.
All right, let's reel this back in for a quick second. Like an anchor on a motorboat, let's go ahead and reel this in. Actually, there wouldn't be no anchor
fishing
on a motorboat.
There
wouldn't be no anchor on a motorboat. Never mind, that joke failed. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the rest of Fandom, because that's what we said we were going to talk about last week.
Talking about a couple of domes.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
I signed up for this.
We know that, Menti. We do.
So, yeah, we talked about a whole bunch of the announcements they made from Fandom on the Wednesday show, but a lot of the bigger announcements needed really more time to really get into, the Batman trailer, like Black Adam, like The Flash.
You need more time when you're handling the bigger dome.
Oh, man. And you would know. And you would know. Now, this whole time, I thought the Confidential Crusader meant something else. Nope. but apparently it's prostitution.
Yep. What are we starting with? We want to start with Blue Beetle.
I feel like the Red Light District is where we need to go now.
We're saving the Batman for last.
That was good. Ooh. We want to go out with a bang.
Oh, wow. These are just going to keep on coming.
Yeah. That's what she was hoping for.
Oh, my God. We have derailed, my friends. We have derailed.
This is what happens when I'm on time and duly caffeinated.
Oh, God forbid. Let's get him drunk from now on.
You remember those shows. I was angry.
Yeah, just those shows. Let's start with the Batman, just because it's by far the biggest, and I want to make sure it gets the most time. And then we'll just get through as many of these as we possibly can. But I think we should definitely do in order Batman, Black Adam, Flash, and Peacemaker. That should be the first.
Can I talk to the audience for a second?
Sure.
He's not the Joker. Oh, they're hiding his face.
Yeah.
He's not the Joker.
He's not.
Oh, guess what? He's also not Hush. He's not Hush. He's not the Joker. He's not Hush.
I don't know. That wouldn't be as shocking.
There's no way they're going to introduce Riddler and his origin and automatically make him Hush.
Or they just make him both.
He's not that.
Which would be bad, and I don't think Matt Reeves would do that. But it's a possibility. I've seen Warner Brothers do worse.
Matt Reeves is so excited. The interview with him, first off, somebody had to talk to Robert Pattinson because he didn't put his foot in his mouth at all during this interview.
Well, that's because Matt Reeves didn't stop talking the entire interview. Matt Reeves spoke almost, if it was 45 minutes long, Matt Reeves spoke for 40.
Yeah. And I really didn't expect his voice to be as high as it was. For somebody making a dark and gritty Batman, but they sound like Mickey Mouse, it was very, very off-putting.
Hey, everybody! Oh, boy!
Check out Batman!
But let's we have to just. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna gush over this trailer for a little bit. That trailer was outstanding. I mean, that trailer. I mean, although I would almost argue that the 25% of footage trailer that we got was better.
It was a better teaser. This showed you a lot more of the same thing. This trailer was amazing, and I'm not gonna take that away. It could have been 30 seconds shorter and been a perfect trailer. Showing him getting shot twice, like it almost like they had the same shot twice. So having him with all the bullet ricochets was cool to see once in a trailer. In the movie, seeing it a few times over a scene will be cool. But in a trailer, like they really needed to condense it. But two things stood out. One, the production design is phenomenal. Anybody who was worried about what they were going to do, Catwoman looks phenomenal. The Penguin looks phenomenal.
Penguin stole the show.
Riddler looks phenomenal. And the Bat costume might be my favorite Bat costume at this point.
Mm. I want to see more of the movie before I say that, but I don't disagree as of right now. I do find it funny that you brought up the fact that he got shot in the chest plate twice. And shame on the goon who shot him the second time, like 6 or 7 bullets before realizing all he had to do was aim up a little bit to the open space that's most of his mouth. You could have shot him right in the face and that would have been open, but he shot him in the stomach like 12 times. And it was like, didn't you realize the first one didn't work?
these are just run-of-the-mill goons. You think they're going to shoot at a special spot and not just go for center mass? I don't think so.
I feel like you would after you realize that the first couple shots didn't work.
Well, remember, the Bat logo is there to draw attention so people shoot at it.
And it worked. It worked blindly. It worked better than you would have ever expected. But I don't know if I'd say it's the best Bat costume. There was one part that I, like when he hits the mirror and he gets real baney because I can't understand what he said. And he hits the mirror. I still have no idea what he said, and I've seen that trailer like 6 times.
Said, I need to shave.
Yeah, it was a little suspect, but it still was incredible.
I got to give it to Pattinson because remember the whole big thing where he said he wasn't going to get in Batman shape? When they had to take his shirt off in Twilight, they had to use a body double, he had talked about. He didn't look like he was in bad shape.
I don't know how I think of that now that you know that knowledge about that movie.
Well, it was a big interview he gave where he doesn't feel he should have to work. He's an actor, not an athlete. And he went on this long spiel. Mm-hmm. But somebody at Warner Brothers had to be like, listen, Batman can't look like a schlub. And he didn't look like a schlub. So foot out of his mouth. It looked good. We know he's got the acting chops from some of the indie stuff he's done. Matt Reeves seems to be in love with the character, and I don't know if it's true or not that Pattinson really is a Batman fan. So if he's a Batman fan, Matt Reeves is definitely a Batman fan.
I think it's hard you'd be hard-pressed to not find Batman fans. Like, Batman's one of those characters that like not many people are going to go, I don't like that guy.
But I'm excited. I like the color grading they've done for this.
Ooh, beautiful.
It feels like Joker could fit in real easy here. I'm not, just saying.
I would love them to hold off on Joker for a couple movies.
Well, no, I'm talking Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Joker.
Oh yeah,
that would be cool. That would be cool. And I love the way they portray Gotham. Like it's not over the. It just feels like a downtrodden city, which is what it should be. Like it. I thought it was outstanding.
Bosco, your thoughts?
Everything you guys said. I'm really looking forward to it. The what you're saying with the color grading and there's a feel that they're absolutely going for in this, and you can feel it in the trailer, which is phenomenal.
And like who's doing the score?
Very interesting with the red.
Because I'm not sure. the tone of the movie, and this is getting a little geeky, the tone with the color and the score, whatever they put it, matched so well. Like, it didn't feel like previous DC movies where we have a visual tone, and then here's us slapping some music onto it. Baby Huey has this person that did the score. Michael Giacchino. What has he done? The name sounds familiar. But, like, this felt like a unified piece, to the point where the same thing where Aquaman felt like a unified piece, and the first Wonder Woman felt like a unified piece. Everything seems to be going right for this movie.
Well, not even that. I just feel like DC, this goes further. It's further example that DC no longer is trying to have complete control and allow artists to make work, because not only make their work, I should say, not only do we have this great Batman movie, but then we also have that Batman animated series, the J.J. Abrams produced one that they announced.
Produced by J.J. Abrams, Bruce Timm, and Matt Reeves.
Which is incredible. And you can tell that there's a shift in tone about where they're trying to take Batman. At the same time, the shift in tone on something like Suicide Squad and Peacemaker.
Right.
Like, they're not forcing the same tone on every single property, which is where they made the mistake of the Snyderverse.
Well, and they tried doing it for the Snyderverse because that worked for the tone of the MCU. Having a general tone of the MCU works because it is that middle ground popcorn movie tone. You can't do that because then you're copying. So they wanted to go real dark, and as dark as they went didn't work for every character. So I have a feeling they're going to get some big name directors if they continue this. I wouldn't put it up past getting Robert Rodriguez to come and want to do a DC project. A Quentin Tarantino, even though he says he's only doing one more, I think we're going to get some bigger names going in there. Giacchino, he did The Incredibles, Spider-Man MCU movies, and Jurassic World. So he's a pretty good composer.
So what did you... Okay, so the trailer looks great. The fact that there's a live or an animated adult-themed successor to the animated Batman series is also amazing, because I think we would all agree that the animated Batman series... echelon of cartoons, right?
And did you hear Bruce Timm's comment on it? That this is the animated series they pitched when they first were doing the animated series?
Ooh, I didn't catch that.
So they had so many restrictions on the first show. It couldn't be violent. They couldn't tell this story. They couldn't that story. So they are going to stick to a very similar, you know, era-accurate clothing and hairstyles and cars like they were doing with that original story, but just tell much more adult storylines. And Bruce Timm flat out said, he's like, this is the story I pictured and what we pitched when we first did that show. So it should be a good show, period. But knowing that this isn't something that they just are doing for a cash grab, for nostalgia for that people have right now for the animated series, that it's been something on his mind that he wanted to share with two of the minds that kind of are known for creating worlds, I'm excited.
I just feel like they just used JJ for a name. I'm gonna say that JJ was just like...
JJ was on before Reeves.
Was he really?
Yeah. And I want to say that JJ was the one that said we should bring in Reeves. If you go back and watch it, they talk about how Reeves got involved into it. So
I just can't... I guess for world building for like Lost and things, but I'm just trying to see like JJ... As far as comics are concerned, JJ doesn't have the greatest track record.
The world building he did in his first Star Trek movie was amazing. As much as the lens flares were terrible, that Star Trek movie was really good.
It was. It was very good. I'm not saying he's a bad director. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying if I was going to make a Batman animated series, the person I'm going to call is not JJ Abrams.
No.
But he's got a name behind him. He's going to open doors. So I completely understand it. But I really want to know, with how hyped up The Rock's Black Adam has been, us finally getting footage of it and hearing the rumors again that he might be changing the DC EU landscape to go back to what it previously was for the Snyderverse, because it's like his ultimate goal to fight the Justice League, which I believe is an ego trip, but that's just...
Can you smell The Rock's ego?
Right. And I feel like that guy kind of deserves the ego that he has. I feel like he might have earned that ego a little bit. But our first footage of this hyped up
was bullshit.
I don't know if I'd call it bullshit. I do really like what I saw, but it's like, really, you've been working on it this long and that's all you have? Is a little glowy chest plate and some lightning?
Remember how smart The Rock is, and he knows things. And, you know, he puts people like Vin Diesel, who have been accredited as an amazing director, but likes of Steven Spielberg. But The Rock knows better. So this trailer is him saying, we don't need to give you more. Just know that The Rock's going to give you a good movie. The fact that we didn't see Hawkman in it,
Well, that's because it's not a trailer. Like, we really shouldn't call it a trailer.
It's a proof of concept for the costume.
Well, I think it's a clip from the movie. It was it's the only scene of the movie that they could show. The only thing that's done, but it's weird.
They had to give The Rock eyebrows.
Dude, they've been working on this movie forever. They had the script for this movie when they were working on Shazam.
Yeah,
like, this movie's been in production forever.
If you remember, though, this is not the first movie that Rock's been a part of where production has taken extra long in post.
Mm-hmm. And COVID's a thing. I recognize and understand COVID slowed things down, but I feel like I'm shocked that there was no full Black Adam trailer, or at least a tease.
Well, remember, he has some final say in the cuts. So this is going to take much longer because you do have The Rock as an executive producer, I believe, or at least part of the editing process. And we've seen, maybe we might see the other side. And I know we bring up as a joke that Fast Family kind of bad blood because of the two different styles of how they do movies. This might be, everything's delayed on this for more than just COVID, because other things have come out in COVID time and have been completely done with just as much special effects.
Other things came out in fandom. Like,
yeah,
the Flash started with Ezra Miller wearing the weird dog collar, which right off the bat made me go, oh, Ezra, what are we doing here? What are we doing with this? But anyway, dog collar aside, when he's like, I can't show you a trailer because we literally just finished filming the movie.
But they had way more done than Black
But he
Adam.
Had an actual teaser. He had a legitimate teaser thrown together, and you couldn't have done that for Black Adam. If the Flash could do it, Black Adam should have been able to do it.
This was all on purpose. I don't think The Rock wants his trailer to debut with other things. He wants it to be by itself so he can go, look at how many hits I got on my first day.
Oh, right. Wow. That makes so much sense.
The way he does things is so calculated, down to the day, minute, hour, whatever it is, leading up to this. So, you know, he had the whole spat with Vin Diesel, and, you know, recently is like, everything's good, everything's fantastic. Week before that, he comes out with a bullshit song. So let me
the one
reel
that
back
in
really quick. So it was fantastic.
Hold on.
It was fantastic.
Tech,
it was Tech Nine, but it was fantastic up until the last thing where he started going off. Don't ever do that again, Rock. And everybody's supporting his verse on that song. You guys are crazy. That's not
hip hop. First off, Moshko, I'm going to reel that in for a quick second, because if The Rock called us and said, I want to do a rap record with you, are you going to say no?
It depends.
Yeah, because you don't want me on a verse.
you don't want to be the DJ
know.
On that. You don't want to be the DJ on that song.
I know that that's not my wheelhouse.
Music
and it's not his wheelhouse.
Aside, let's just be honest.
Here's where The Rock does well. It doesn't matter with Wyclef. That is the most feature The Rock should get in any music. Tech Nine is way too talented, but Tech Nine saw that money. Rock makes money for The Rock. He puts off this good guy persona, but there is nothing. Know who he is? He is Con Mauer.
If Macho Man Randy Savage can release an entire album, that man can give me half a verse. Yeah, no, it wasn't even 16 bars. If the Macho Man can give me an entire album.
He's Con Mauer. I've said it. I'm dropping the mic.
He's got no flow.
No, of course he wouldn't.
It was
just like Macho
terrible.
Man Randy Savage didn't.
And everybody.
But any artist in the world would jump at the opportunity to do a song with The Rock because it's going to be big no matter what.
I know, but there are just some things that you just can't jump on.
And you should be happy for Tech Nine that he got that opportunity, because that I'm surprised that didn't go to somebody much bigger.
Well, that's the thing. I'm sitting there. I'm watching the video. This is great.
Nobody bigger would let The Rock have control.
Right.
That's fair. But that's it's a guaranteed hit regardless on how trash his verse was.
So just to
wrap things up on the bow, The Rock is very, like Maju said, he dropped that song.
He's got an energy drink, a tequila. He's got, like, I get it. You're a businessman, you're doing well, but stay away from music.
Leading up to that song, he also renewed the feud with Vin Diesel.
This is the most hate I've seen come from Moshko ever.
So
there are certain things that I'm pretty passionate about, and one of which is actually hip-hop. And hip-hop
a lot of
these
times,
days is pretty much garbage, and he just enforced it by his terrible verse.
It's amazing how many times people will use the word passion instead of rage.
Well, you can use rage with me, but let's look at the ramp up to this and why I think he's saving it for himself. He ramped up with restarting the feud that got his name in the news cycle. Then when that happened, he talked about his energy drink. Then a week before Fandom, he drops that shitty song. Then you have Fandom. It gets everybody talking about Black Adam, but then they go, wait, there's no trailer, which keeps him longer in the news cycle than the people that did drop trailers, because people are going to start questioning why there wasn't a trailer that will allow him to drop a trailer on its own and break records.
That sounds brilliant.
It is. He's still a douchebag.
It sounds brilliant. Well, yeah.
I'd like to see how much money his camp spends on promoting things on Instagram or whatnot. And I'm not talking
He gets like $1 million for a post.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how much he pays for bot comments. Go to one of his pictures and look at the whatchamacallit?
His comments?
All the comments are emojis from Phantom accounts.
All right, hold on, Mashko. I just want you to know that the more rock rage you throw at this microphone, the less chance you get to swoon over your other wrestling love interest.
Yeah, all right.
So
all right.
Do you want to talk Peacemaker, or do you want to keep
Let's
raging
talk
about
Peacemaker.
The Rock?
John Cena is fantastic.
Phenomenal.
He is the best actor. Him, when he was rapping
person.
In the ring, there you go.
Yeah, his rap album is actually good.
Oh, come now. Stop that. Stop that right now.
That's a great segue.
Your time is up. My time is now.
Look at his. Look at Maurer can't even take what he just said seriously. That's the Maurer only smiles like that when he's full of shit. That's really what time Maurer smiles like that.
If you ever see me smiling, I'm lying to you. No, John Cena has phenomenal acting chops when it comes to comedy. His comic, you can't teach comic timing. And his is spot on. The Rock is funny, but John Cena just knows when to go 110% into something. Like the him dancing in his underwear fight scene part of that trailer was belly laugh. Like it was so funny because it's ridiculous. Like this show is going to be everything you expect, but nothing that you expect.
Oh, completely agree. Completely agree. All right, let's just rattle. First off, we have to talk a little bit more about The Flash. Just hearing Michael Keaton speak gave me chills. Just that the trailer itself. Okay, first off, Ezra Miller's costume looks awful. Awful. How do you butcher an all red costume?
See, I thought it looked good.
Oh, the mask looks stupid. The way that it's got this weird like metal shell wrapping around the side of his head twice, and then it doesn't quite sit on his nose. It looks like all of the failed costumes from the Flash TV show merged into one.
I think he's just an awkward person, so nothing's ever going to look great on him.
But even the way that the lights went around him. I mean, yeah, okay. So maybe Huey's pointing out the CGI isn't done, and you're right, the CGI probably isn't done. But for what we saw, that he looks silly, and I feel like you've made the easiest costume in the world to get right hard to do somehow. It's just red.
Costume designers have actually said that his costume is extremely hard because it's just red.
How?
Because the Flash costume
right now is awesome.
But there's lots. They got the texture and the lines right on it.
Right.
Honestly,
Learn
what they should have
TV
just done
show.
Is just copy it.
Right. Learn from your TV show. Just take that costume over. It looks awesome.
Do you think the CGI versions of himself are actually going to be Grant Gustin and other versions of The Flash?
Well, Grant Gustin apparently has a role in this, like a cameo in this, but apparently the second Flash movie, he's supposed to play a very big role. So the rumor is the script for Flash 2 is going to co-star Grant Gustin in a large supporting role.
Do you think Stephen Amell had anything to do with that?
No, I think the backlash from the fans did. I think they had Ezra Miller and they couldn't really get rid of him because of the world they were already building with the Snyderverse.
Right.
They had no choice but to kind of keep him along. But the backlash of not having Grant Gustin made it into like comedy specials saying like, I can't believe they didn't get the guy from the TV show. like big like comedians who could care less about comic books are commenting on that. Yeah, Warner Brothers is like, we need to get
well. And remember, and for the fans that haven't been following forever, when the debut of the Flash TV show aired, is when they announced that they were casting Ezra Miller.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Stephen Amell threw a temper tantrum and called them out on social media, being like, this is the most ridiculous. This was the number one debut on the network that you've ever had for a TV show, and you shit on him by saying you're casting somebody else in the movie. So
who still doesn't feel like Barry Allen?
Mm-mm.
Like, Grant at this point is Barry to all of us. I think at this point, regardless on how bad that show is, Grant still is Barry.
Wesley Shipp is Barry.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. He's kind of a little bit more Jay now to me. he's now Jay in two different shows.
What do you think, Moshko?
He's been Barry in two different shows, and he's
1990s, man. Where we're going.
Well, he died, and Jay's still around. So the only reason Shipley's still around is because of Jay. No, he can't. He died. He disintegrated. Flash Rebirth doesn't work when
Put
you have
on your
great
gold
custom.
Boots and run counterclockwise. We'll bring him back.
You got some?
Did this really make you excited for the Flash, though, or just seeing Michael Keaton?
No, I've said from the beginning, I don't like Ezra Miller's Flash. The best thing that happened with Ezra Miller's Flash is the scene that we got cut in the Snyderverse of him rewinding time is the only good moment that the Flash has had. It's the only redeemable moment that he's had. Ezra Miller's Flash has not proven himself to be Flash worthy, in my opinion.
Let's not forget, Supergirl was also in the trailer.
She was, and they kind of did that because they already showed that leaked that the mm-hmm. leak of her showing up on the wires. She was definitely, but the fact that there were two Ezra Millers annoyed me.
Well, I think the other Ezra Miller is going to be Grant Gustin.
Oh, you think? Oh, that'd be interesting. I don't think that's true, but that would be interesting. That would be very interesting. I don't think that's true, though.
Like, if a cameo, and I don't think Batman is going to be in it for more than 2 minutes.
Which Batman? I think
Keaton.
I think Keaton will be in it more than what's his name? Affleck will.
No, I also think it's not really going to be Keaton. Remember, he said he couldn't really commit to it because he had other things. I think they're going to use a body double for a lot of it, and he just came in for certain scenes for close-ups.
Well, it's okay. I'm all right with that. He's an old man. It's all right.
Well, there should be at least two, because you see him as Bruce Wayne outside the, I'm guessing, like a courthouse or something like that, and I imagine we'll see him in the Batcave.
Yeah, two scenes.
Two scenes.
Or unless it's just like a wide shot and you see a Batman running up the steps of the courthouse.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I think it'll be in it longer than that, because I think he'll be the, just like in the Flashpoint book, he's going to be the kind of the anchor character.
Like, you don't think that's going to be Affleck?
Like how Thomas was. No, I think Affleck's going to be in it for, like you're saying, it's only a scene. I think I think the shock of Michael Keaton coming back is way bigger than Affleck, and Affleck was kind of an afterthought.
Although Affleck did say he had a ton of fun filming it.
You're right, but he also said he wasn't going to do it originally, remember? And then the story came out that he was going to be in it.
Right.
And then he said he had a great time. So I feel like it's already over. Like his time with it's already done, where Keaton's still talking about it.
I'm laughing over here because you guys are saying Affleck, and all I hear anymore is a Fleck. If you guys are familiar with Bert Kreischer, I'll just leave it at that. He calls him Ben a Fleck, and everybody's like, what? Now that's all I hear.
And a one and a two Earth two?
No, because I was thinking it too.
And a one and a two Earth two.
I think you
both just took a day trip together.
What other things were? Oh, Aquaman. So we did get to see behind the scenes. We saw Ocean Master is back, and his new look looks really good. I have to gush over that Black Manta, and I know we talked about it a little bit in the last show. For a comic accurate suit to look that good on screen, especially Menti, where you said normally in comics he looks dopey. I don't know how they pulled it off, because comic accurate normally doesn't look good ever.
He doesn't look, and not only does comic accurate not look good, that comic version of him doesn't look good. Like, there's never been a look of Hey Arnold, the Hey Arnold villain, that has been good. Football Head has not ever looked like somebody you should take serious, ever.
This looks good.
It looks great. It looked good in the first movie. In the first movie, it looked great. Like, I'm more amazed by Black Manta's portrayal than the fact that the Aquaman movie wasn't half bad. Like, I'm amazed that he made it not half bad.
Yeah.
I would have immediately assumed that Black Manta was going to be the dumbest character in the movie, and he was not.
And I think it all has to do with them leaning in on that movie, on some of the craziness. Like, screw it. We're going to make it comic accurate. We're going to have an octopus playing the drums. We're going to have Black Manta. And you're going to believe it because we're just going to make it wild and crazy. So you go into it with this kind of childlike, okay, this shit's just happened around. Let me enjoy it. And it became an enjoyable movie. This one, I think they're going to expand on that. Since they had the success and they didn't have to throw all those beats in there of like, let's just prove to people that we're not a shitty product, I think this might be a better movie, though.
I agree. I think James Wan will learn from his mistakes of the first one. The plot of it won't be so cookie cutter and paint by numbersy. I think James Wan will take a lot of the criticism that he got and make a much better Aquaman movie. I think we are in a time that Aquaman will no longer be a joke because of the second movie more than the first.
And I think he made those cookie cutter decisions in the first so that he would minimize the risks for Aquaman. So he could focus on let's just make it look good. Let's give some fan service.
It's still a paint by number plot. It's still like the plot of that movie is so weak. But junk food's good sometimes. Whatever you talk about in this scene, you're going to shoot and film in the next scene. And then you're going to that scene. You're going to tell me what the next scene's going to be before we get to it.
National Treasure was a fun movie. Aquaman was a fun movie.
It walked me through that. It was a guided tour of the Aquaman world. That's what that was.
It was still better than 84.
Yes. Yes, it was. I would say, where does it fit on the DCEU list? I'd say it's fourth best.
It's my favorite in the DCEU.
Over the Suicide Squad?
So it's Aquaman, Justice League.
Wow, you put that high up? Holy crap.
Remember, I'm the one that liked the Justice League because I'm a Superman fan.
Yeah, but that far up is wild. Okay.
Then it might go The Suicide Squad. And I have to admit, Birds of Prey is right there. I really like that Bop movie.
I put Birds of Prey at 5.
Yeah, but those are definitely all on the top. But Aquaman's definitely my favorite. I watch it all the time. Moshka will vouch for that.
I'd probably have to say The Suicide Squad, Shazam, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and then Birds of Prey.
I do like Shazam, and I watched a second time recently, and this will go into us seeing some Shazam stuff. I watched it recently and enjoyed it much better the second time than the first time. So that might be one of those ones that slowly moves its way up, kind of like Birds of Prey did, because that started off much lower. And as I watch it each time, I just enjoy some little nuances of it. But seeing the new costumes for Shazam, I'm excited, and that actor is growing on me.
Who, Zachary Levi?
Zachary Levi. Just
Chuck?
I've never seen Chuck.
You watch Chuck?
No.
So when you're done with This Is Your Mother or Your Mother's, whatever it's
you
called.
I'm looking at how much time we've already recorded, and I'm looking at what is left to really talk about, and I don't know if it warrants.
Let's do it. Bring it. Like, we need to bookend this.
Okay, so real fast, HBO, we got the teaser for, I guess a teaser for Harley Quinn season 3? Kinda?
It's not where I was going, but go ahead.
What, I don't know where you're going.
Crypto?
Oh, crypto.
Thing?
Crypto's gonna be terrible, and I'm so,
Dwayne Johnson.
I'm so sad about it. I'm so sad that that's not gonna be good.
Mrs. Maurer's excited for that.
I know, there's going to be a lot of people who are excited.
I like Kevin Hart,
There were things that were announced in there that are sleepers to people. What was it? Teen Titans Go meets the Superhero Girls? Dude, my nieces are going to go nuts. They love both of those things. So you're right. Like, almost everybody watching Fandom went, really? But I was like, oh, Emmy's going to love that. that's great. So, Super Pets will have its audience. It's the same people. What was the other Kevin Hart movie where he played a dog?
Pets. And wanted to
Yeah, so minus the super. It's the same movie.
Well, he was a bunny that became a superhero in it. So now he's just a superhero dog. I don't like the bits to begin with, but the fact that you made Batman's dog, Kevin freaking Hart.
Well, and
like, if anything, doesn't... Rock should have been what's Batman's dog's name?
The Rock wanted to be Superman's dog. You know damn well The Rock.
But Kevin Hart, like, making Crypto kind of the goofy one would have made sense. But Bat Dog or whatever his name, Bat-Hound. Ace the Bat-Hound.
Ace
should have been The Rock.
Ace shouldn't be a goofy character.
No.
It's Ace. You know, like, Kevin Hart should have been Bat-Cow. If you're going to make him a bat person, he's going to be Bat-Cow. Or put Batmite in it and have Kevin Hart be Batmite.
Him be Batmite would have been perfect.
Would have been amazing.
Smaller than everybody else.
It would have been amazing.
Listen, I don't like Kevin Hart to begin with.
Oh, wow.
Man, yeah.
I like him more than The Rock.
He's just,
like,
not funny.
You are unpopular opinion, man.
Yeah. He's no Bert Kreischer.
That's for sure.
Yep, I guess. I'll just take your word for it. So, yeah, look, again, Super Pets, who cares? Young Justice, I was kind of excited about, but I don't know if I care. Maybe Huey can give me a breakdown on whether or not I should care about that.
Moving on. Anything else?
No, I mean, we got our first look at Naomi, which could be cool.
Moving on.
No, Naomi could be cool. I don't know. We just don't have enough about to know if it will be cool.
Exactly. Moving on.
Dude, Naomi number one.
Moving on.
Is valuable as hell. Like,
but moving on. Is there anything else cool we can talk about before we shut up?
You don't. So Naomi's just not cool to you?
No, not
like,
cool.
So if I think it's cool, we just don't talk about it because you don't think it's cool?
Exactly. That's how this works.
So wait, hold on. You miss most recordings, and then when you come on, you dictate what we talk about?
Exactly.
Is that how this works?
Okay, you're picking up. Moshko, do you want to talk about Naomi?
Can we just all, just for a second, Baby Huey, you're not on the show right now. Stop talking to the microphone.
Now, Naomi, we just don't, there's nothing to talk about for it yet. It could be great. It could not be great. The production team on it, I don't know if they've ever done anything of that level. And we know the track record of the creator who is involved in it.
Who's the?
Brian Michael Bendis.
Oh, well, Brian Michael Bendis has done good. Naomi is one of those things, because, again, I did not realize, like, Naomi number one made it into my In Case of Fire grab box and run box. Like, it is in my treasured comic box now. Because its value went through the roof all of a sudden.
But that's just because its value went up, not because you liked it.
No, you're right, because I didn't even know it was a character. I just knew it was a new character. Let's grab the book. But we did a breakdown on Naomi before. You don't think that's a cool concept?
We'll see. It's not something that I'd have to see it on. I'm not going to read the comic. The comic didn't really attract me to it. If the show's good, I'll watch it. But there's not enough right now to even. This is more interesting than what we know about for the show.
We just know that Superman's involved in it, which is kind of cool.
Here's what's funny, guys. And Maurer, this one's for you. I thought you were just throwing me a softball for a joke. You actually did want me to talk about Naomi.
Yes. Yes.
Fun.
Yes, that's
I thought we were just moving on.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
What else was announced that we missed?
No, I feel like we're good. I think we've hit most of fandom. If honestly, here, this is what I would say to anybody listening. Watch fandom.
Yeah,
it's worth actually sitting down and watching the whole thing, and don't just watch the snippets and the trailers online. Watch the whole thing; it's great. It's really
and
well
don't
done.
Just watch it because you might want to hear things. Watch it so we get more fandom.
Yes,
like they're going to be 100%. Tracking that. So even if you press play and leave it on in the other room, do that. Like, get it some watches. Worth watching.
Could you imagine Image doing this, or hell, Marvel doing this? It would be great. Like, it would be like D23, but all Marvel.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
And we get a whole comic section. We get I would love to see this evolve to become like a virtual Comic-Con.
Well, we're about out of time. Sorry, Moshko, we didn't get to talk about the Smallville reunion, but Menti do that thing.
That was the best part. We sat there and we talked. We were like, "Oh, this is pretty good." And then we were talking about all the crimes that everybody committed. Yeah. And, you know, it's great. Is she in jail? No, that one's in jail.
The best thing to come from Smallville. Conspiracy.
So I'm going to redeem myself. So you can find everything that is Fireside at welcometofireside.com. You can also find us at Welcome to Fireside on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And you can also follow us at Fireside Crew on Twitter. Just make sure to like, follow, subscribe, and please tell a friend.
Go to Moshko Collects and buy something. Dude, support yourself.
Well, it's weird when you say it yourself. You have other people say it.
Yeah. Buy shit.
So are you saying that you manipulated me into doing your ads? is that what you're getting at, Moshko?
It's a beautiful thing.
Is that what
beautiful
you're saying thing. Has happened?
As always, yep. You're...
Menti.
I'm Moshko.
Like, who are you talking to?
Any of you. And I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check out P Features over Menti's right shoulder.
Yeah, come over and say hi. Come over here and say hi before you leave. Say Excelsior. Give me an Excelsior.
We're out of time.
Ooh, internet.
No, so say Excelsior. Give me an Excelsior.
Excelsior.
There you go. All right. Now we're out of time.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Peace.